Congressman Adam Kinzinger from the Fightin' 16th District here in Illinois. And you released a video. You're a regular contributor to this program. Thank you very much. You're our official congressman, in case anybody's wondering. And as in your as most heavily awaiting Top Gun as I am when it comes out this fall into a movie theater near you. Okay, let's talk about this QAnon video that you put out. It is it's actually real well produced, and you do want to take on this whole idea of the people who, like, you know, as academics call it, this epistemological crisis that we have in America. How do we know anything to be true anymore in the era of social media and digital knowledge and all those things? Because it can be recreated for you. It's now disseminated in a much wider way. Conspiracy theories, which used to arrive on somebody's fax machine, they now arrive on their Facebook account. And people really do believe, not everybody, but there are more people who are susceptible to these kinds of crazy conspiracies than ever before. So explain QAnon first.
Yeah, and I'll just say, I'll get into that in a second, but QAnon, so this all started in October of 2017. It was some cryptic post on this 4chan website that, all about how, in essence, Trump is getting into the deep state and finding out all this deep, dark, dirty stuff, and people are going to be overthrown, and, this coming storm is what it was called, the storm, when thousands of people in the government were going to be arrested, executed, actually, and some sent to Guantanamo Bay. And that had turned into multiple predictions like that. And of course, if you see a conspiracy theory and it's dark and it's kind of exciting, you're going to pay a little attention to it. And and I think over the time, this just had followers. Every prediction has been wrong, but now this QAnon, which may actually be multiple posters now, maybe Russian intel, who knows, has now just created, stuff so vague that it can fit anything. It's like going to a tarot card reader that says you're going to have a big life change in the next year. Well, yeah, everybody does. So that's where it's at. And it's danger. The danger of it is partially, the possibility for violence. People get, they believe something bad's happened. They take this into their own hands. But I think as well, the big danger is the lack of facts, the fact that nobody anymore really has a true north in terms of what's right or wrong, what's true and what's not true. And that's where the real danger is. And I think, within your own party, when a conspiracy theory like this or a conspiracy theorist like this gets as big as this has gotten, it is incumbent on members of that party, not the other party, of that party, to then denounce it, because that's where you're effective.
I agree with you, and thank you for doing that, because you're taking on a lot of folks in your own party that benefit politically from this.
Yeah. Well, and I think a good example is back in 2015, there was a conspiracy theory called Jade Helm. Jade Helm was an exercise that the military was doing in Texas as, practicing urban combat, urban maneuvering, and that turned into... we were getting emails and calls and everything. That turned into the federal government is actually coming to take over the state of Texas. It got so, much attention that the governor of Texas actually activated the State Guard, which is really just a bunch of volunteers. It's not the National Guard, to monitor the exercise. And he knew darn well this wasn't going to take over the Texas state government. But instead of pushing back against the conspiracies and saying this is actually really silly, he just assuaged them by putting the Texas Guard on the case. And so that's the kind of stuff that happens all the time. But we never forget failed conspiracy theories.
Well, okay, but I'm really glad you brought that up. So if you're a politician and you are going to give in to this, why? Why would the then governor of Texas activate the State Guard, knowing exactly what was going on? Because those governors, as you know, the governors know exactly what's going on when there are military actions in states or there's training in states. They know because they're being told, their security people are being told what's going on. Why give into it? What's the power of giving into that and literally letting the lunatics run the asylum?
The power of giving into it is the avoidance of political pain. So, if, for instance, this QAnon stuff, right? I think it's all ludicrous. But there are people that are now convinced that I am part of the Satan cabal of pedophiles and the government because I'm out here going after them. And so if you look at Twitter, I'm sure I haven't been looking at it. I'm sure there's a ton of, you know, I'm prisoner number whatever, and all these reasons. And then I'll probably have, in some cases, Republicans come up to me that buy into this that now are very disappointed in me because I'm defending the deep state.
Do you really believe, I have to say, wait, I'm going to ask you this question and hold it till after the break. Are there people up on Capitol Hill that are either elected officials or officials, you know, high-ranking political figures in Washington, don't answer this yet, who truly believe this, or they believe this for just pure expediency? We'll get to Adam Kinzinger, the congressman, who has released this video in which he is debunking QAnon and saying, hey, we can't fall, especially Republicans, we can't fall into this trap. We'll come right back to him and to your thoughts, 312-981-7200. But first, here is Mary Vandeville live in the studio with the traffic and the weather.
Chicago Fire FC returns to WGN-TV. The regular season resumes as they head to Columbus to battle the Crew Thursday at 6:30 on WGN-TV Sports.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger is with us. He has released a video on the YouTubes about QAnon and taking on conspiracy theories, and especially he's talking to, as a Republican, as a lifelong Republican, and a Republican congressman, you are turning to your own party and saying, hey, let's not fall for this. This is a particularly dangerous political moment in a lot of ways. Let's not fall into the hands of, as you just alluded to, this may be foreign actors who are doing this, who are just trying to drive us crazy and create conspiracy theories, which the QAnon brand and 4chan and all those other places where people are finding this has resulted in some wacky behavior. People will remember quite well the pizza parlor that was supposed to be a pedophile den in Washington, D.C., that actually got raided by a citizen who had been driven up, I think, from North Carolina, was it, with his AR, and he was going to, you know, free all the children that were behind the counter in the pizza place. It didn't exist. People are falling for these kinds of things, and my question before the break was, are there real, live politicians or other Capitol Hill types that truly believe this, or do they just realize that they can whip up sentiment with people who are less critical?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think there are some that do until they go to D.C., and now here's the problem, is because once you go to D.C., obviously you kind of see how it all really works. The problem is it always works in these conspiracy theories because they say if somebody, you know, maybe believes something, doesn't anymore, that they have been basically taken in by this cabal. I mean, yeah. if you look at even the whole QAnon thing, when they would do predictions that would go wrong, then the actual next, you know, what they call Q drop, the next Q thing was that was intended to be wrong as a misdirection. Or they would say it was going to happen, but there was a secret XYZ that happened in the government that prevented it. Yeah. And so that's what you have. There's no way out. So actual congressmen, I think once they get out into D.C. and kind of into the job, there's no way. And if they do, they probably shouldn't serve in Congress because they're voting for 700,000 people. But I think they're more than happy to take, you know, and at least, quote unquote, entertain some of these ideas, because if 10% of your base believes it, you know, you need to put votes together. And by the way, I don't know what they are, because we're subject to the conspiracy theories in your own party. I don't get, you know, people from the left sending me conspiracy theories as much, but there are on the left, and it's, Democrats have got to condemn it on the left. We have to condemn it on the right.
Yes, completely agree. The woman who won the primary in Alabama last week, who is a QAnon believer and espouser, I should say, I don't know what she believes or doesn't, but she's talked about on the campaign trail when she was running for Congress. She's now in she will go to the general election in November. It's a ruby red district in northwest Georgia. It's very unlikely that she's going to lose that. She will go to Washington. And when she goes to Washington, if she truly does believe in these cabals, who can disabuse her of that notion? How does that work, do you think?
I don't know, but here's what will happen is she'll get out there, she'll realize if she doesn't already that it doesn't exist, but she'll also see it as her opportunity to get famous and become a celebrity. Mm. You see these people all over, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC, and she'll be happy to grab that tail and go. I mean, look, she's a 9/11 truther too, and had made some comments about never seeing a, you know, I don't think an airplane hit the Pentagon, and then just came out and said, well, she has learned since that there is evidence for an airplane hitting the Pentagon. Yeah, well, it took her 19 years to, you know, to admit that. So I don't know if she'll ever admit it, something you can't prove, because, but you know, a lot of these people are good to get out and be famous.
Do you find it interesting, Congressman Kinzinger, that there is the same kind of passion, like in the mask debate, and there's the same kind of traffic on the internet about wearing masks, and it's people on the internet who are trying, I guess they're people or bots or whatever the hell they are, that are trying to convince solid citizens in the United States that they should not wear masks, which, of course, is going to result in more people getting sick. I mean, it's a very simple process. It's not a catch-all, literally or figuratively, but it is. It's helping to some degree, and there isn't any medical person who would tell you otherwise. And then they go, well, there's no medical proof whatsoever. Well, that's absolutely not true. Why is that? That seems to be also something that enemies of the state, if you will. I don't want to be a big conspiracist about this, but let's just face it. It makes a ton of sense that there would be that Russian actors, Iranian actors, North Koreans, whatever, who want to screw us up, would be dropping that into our bloodstream.
Yeah, totally true. And on the other side, then, they'll also be dropping things saying if somebody's outside without a mask on, they're going to kill your family. And so you create both sides. The Russians are pretty agnostic on the issue, but what they'd want to do is create inflame on both sides. They did that with Black Lives Matter movement in 2016. They'd have conservatives against Black Lives Matter, liberals for Black Lives Matter, and then they'd make these groups fight and then bring other innocent Americans in and spin it up. And that's what we have to be careful of. And, you know, I'll just say quickly, too, in 2000 to today, there was some analytics done on who was talking to each other on the internet. And the sobering thing was in 2000, you saw a lot of crosstalk between Republicans, Democrats, et cetera, and where they get their news from and information. Today, it's totally separate. So a conservative and a liberal visit none of the same sites. They have none of the same information, and we're literally living in two different worlds. And that does not end well, because no side is going to convince the other side they're right. All that's going to happen is temperatures are going to inflame, and then eventually all these things we've been debating will seem like nothing compared to what we've just done to ourselves.
Yeah, you had a really great quote that I saw, a pull quote, in one of the papers over the weekend, Congressman, about you can't, I don't think the word was shame, but you said, you know, you can't force people to believe something that they would otherwise want to believe, and you can't do that by telling them they're dumb or shaming them into it.
You can't offend anybody over to your side, right?
Yeah, offend anybody. That's right. That's the word you use, which is great. And that's a real. I never really thought of it that way, but that's exactly. Now you tell me, but that's exactly right. I mean, and so now if we just like dig in our heels and then decide, hey, there are no real facts, or I can have my own facts and I'll get my own facts from whatever stream I want, and then you get whatever facts you want, but your facts are wrong and my facts are right. That's exactly how cultures start to come apart at the seams, and we're seeing that all across the board. And you know, think about it. I'm going to play this tape coming up in a few minutes of these kids that were looters. There's one kid who was a looter, got arrested. He was live streaming his own looting, got arrested, has been charged. Now he's out again, of course, because it's Cook County. And he's on video again. He's on YouTube explaining why he went looting. I mean, people will be just amazed when they hear this kid. It's like insane. It is like we are living in an alternate universe, and this is very stressful. And of course, the virus has a lot to do with the cultural stress that's going on here, and people are acting in crazy ways. And now we're going to have the, you know, these virtual conventions, and it's just going to get wackier. Hey, let me ask you one piece of procedural, because you are a United States Congressman. Are we going to have any kind of relief? I got like 10 seconds left here. So do you think this weekend there's going to get bills going to get passed?
Yeah, there'll be something for the post office from the House. I don't know what the end is, but yeah, I think ultimately there'll be something, a COVID package. I don't know if it's this weekend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Congressman. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Adam Kinzinger, Fighting 16th in Illinois.